Hello and welcome to FUMS Fitness Tips, a podcast where we discuss all things fitness, including tips, the benefits and challenges one might face on a fitness journey and how to overcome them. My name is Fumi Johnson and I am your host. Thank you for joining me once again on this lovely Thursday for another episode of FUMS Fitness Tips. Can you believe it? We are on episode 4 already. 4 weeks of discussing and sharing fitness tips with my FUMS fitness friends. Amazing! On today's episode, we will be discussing fitness goals and the big C word, consistency. Let us begin with fitness goals. What are your fitness goals? What do you want to achieve from fitness? What is the dream? What do you actually want out of this? Whoa. So many questions, FUMS. I don't know. Right. The reason I ask these questions is to get you in the mindset of what you should be asking yourself in order to set a goal. If you don't know what you are working towards, how then do you structure and plan the steps you need to take to get the most out of fitness? This is literally the first hurdle and where I believe a lot of us stumble. We have no plan, no structure. We see a couple of people who are physically fit and we say, I wish I could look like that. Then we quickly sign up for the gym. We go for a couple of weeks and then it starts getting difficult and we quit and go back to square one. Sound familiar? Don't worry, panic not. Your girl FUMS is here to help you out. That's the aim of the weekly podcast. It is here to help us develop the right mindset and attitudes towards fitness that then allows us to create a sustainable fitness lifestyle. The first step is don't complicate it. Your fitness goal doesn't have to be technical or extremely challenging. It can be as simple as this: wanting to be able to run up the stairs without being out of breath, or being able to do 5 push-ups on your toes, or a desire to be physically fit so that you can enjoy playing with your kids and not feel so tired all the time. Fitness goals are very individual and it varies from one person to the next. What is important to person A might not be a priority to person B. What is essential is actually setting a goal. That is step one. Step two is ensuring that the fitness goal that you have set is SMART. SMART is an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. The best way to illustrate making a SMART fitness goal is by an example. So I'll use a common goal that most people tend to have: weight loss. S, specific. So your goal is to lose weight. That's the objective, weight loss. Being specific is stating how much weight you actually want to lose. So let's set a target of 20 kilograms. Great. We've just covered the S in SMART goal setting. M, measurable. To measure how much weight you lose, you can do this by weighing yourself weekly or every 2 weeks. You can also take body measurements, take before and after pictures, etc. These are ways of measuring your weight loss. A, achievable. This is where being realistic comes in. Your specific and measurable goal has to be attainable, e.g. losing 1 kilogram or 2 pounds a week is a very achievable goal. I am living proof of that. I took it 1 week at a time. You didn't pile on those 20 kilograms we're trying to lose in 2 months, my friend. You cannot expect to achieve that loss in 6 weeks. That is unrealistic and setting yourself up to fail. Set a goal that you can actually accomplish. R, relevant. There should be an actual benefit attached to your goal that makes it relevant to you. This is what I call your why. Why do you want to lose weight? To be more confident? To stop feeling insecure? For health reasons? It's important to have a why, because when motivation drops and commitment becomes shaky, remembering why you started is something relevant to hold on to and keep you going. T, time bound. Every goal should have a deadline. We don't want to be losing weight forever now, do we? You should set yourself a deadline. Wanting to lose 20 kilograms in 6 months sounds fair and achievable. Having a time-bound goal is also a way you can measure how successful you are. There you go. That's how to set a SMART fitness goal. I really hope you do take this on board and all I've said and apply it. Let us move on to the next part of today's topic, the big C, consistency. I call it the big C because it's something most, if not all successful people in the fitness industry mention a lot. I have just spent a decent amount of time discussing fitness goals and how to set them. This is very important and a great starting point, but it means nothing if you are inconsistent. You have to be consistent with your goals. Be disciplined. There are so many incredible trainers out there. You can follow the best fitness instructors program. And guess what? It means a great workout plan on paper, except you do the work. You have to get up and show up every day. Nobody's going to do the work for you. You have to do the work. This is why remembering why you started is important. Because on days when you don't feel like it, on days where the excuses are mounting, you dig in and find that fight and get it done. Consistency is key. Anything less is not an option. I achieved successful weight loss and muscle growth because I showed up every day. I reminded myself that I had had enough of feeling insecure because I was overweight. I told myself it was literally just an hour in my 24 hours. And even if I could only do 20 minutes in one day, that was better than nothing. This is the kind of fight I want to see in all of you. I want you to get up, stop the excuses, I don't want to hear it. Make your goal a priority and get it done. All right? Great. Whoa, it got a bit serious there, didn't it? Well, I'm not here to sugarcoat it. Got to keep it real with you. Straight talking fooms, that's me. Okay, let's loosen up a little bit as I introduce my favorite part of the show. You already know by now, it's Exercise of the Week. In this segment, I choose an exercise, briefly discuss it, and suggest that you do the exercise at least once before our next episode. The exercise of the week for this week's episode is, drumroll, plank, a minute plank. Abs, baby. Oh, I love a good plank. I think I can now do a 2-minute plank on a good day. It's a good exercise to strengthen your core. Another great thing about the plank, it's a body weight exercise, so you don't need any equipment and you can do it at any time. Now, don't panic if you can't hold a plank for a minute. It's achievable with practice. That could even be your fitness goal, holding a minute plank. The key is to keep trying. Before I could do a minute plank, I probably held it for 15 seconds, then stopped and resumed again and again and again. This made me increasingly better and able to hold it for even longer each time as my core got stronger. Here are your instructions. To do a plank, get on the floor like you're about to do a press up, making sure that your shoulders are over your wrists. Then drop down to your elbows and rest on your forearms. Try not to arch your lower back, but suck in your belly to engage your core. Keep your legs straight to engage your hamstrings and quads. Ground your toes into the floor and squeeze your glutes to stabilize your body. Try not to lock or overextend your knees. Keep your neck and spine neutral by looking at a spot in front of you. Your head should be in line with your back. Now hold it for as long as you can. Voila, you've just done a forearm plank. Now don't beat yourself up if you cannot hold a plank for a minute. It literally comes with practice. Try aiming for 10 seconds, then 20 seconds. The more you do, the better you get. Practice makes perfect. There are quite a few variations of doing a plank. A forearm plank, which I just described, is the most common way of doing a plank. If the forearm plank is too challenging for you as a beginner, you could try doing it on your knees and build your strength up. The instructions remain the same as described earlier. The only difference is that you do it on your knees, not your toes. Okay? Good. You know the drill. I would like you to practice a plank at least 3 times between this week's episode and the next. I will be doing the same too. Core strength, baby. Let's get these gains. You won't regret it. I want to thank you all for taking a moment out of your day to download and listen to my podcast. It is hugely appreciated. Please subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. leave a comment, share this with your friends and families via word of mouth on your social media platforms. Tell everybody about FUMS Fitness Tips. You can also find me on my website, www.fumsfitness.com, and on my Instagram fitness page at FUMS Fitness. See you next Thursday for another episode of FUMS Fitness Tips Podcast. Bye!